Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here talking with Kirill Gavriluk about Azure Document DB, one of your favorite things.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott, for having us over here. Always a pleasure. And today we're going to give a few updates on Document DB and how it's been going. First, we did some things about getting started with Document DB. It's easy to look us up. Just use your favorite search engine. And on our landing page, you see that we made it possible to start with DocumentDB without even signing up for Azure. Mm-hmm. We released a local emulator, DocumentDB emulator, that you can download right here on the green button. Currently, it's only available for Windows, but we'll extend it to other platforms.
Okay.
And it's been a trade-off. We know we want it everywhere. But this emulator, unlike many others, is a full fidelity for a subset of functionality focused on dev test. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can, it works exactly, and let me show you, so you'll see first. Once you install it, let's start it.
So it's not a service, it runs as a desktop app.
It runs as a desktop app.
It's, all right.
It'll start, and you'll see it, here in the system tray.
All right.
Once it's starting, and look, it's actually pretty fast, mm-hmm. And once it's there.
There you go.
Right, you can, you get some few good things. Let's close it. You get some few good things on the menu.
Nice.
You can simulate throttling, very important, right? We offer you predictable throughput in DocumentDB, mm-hmm. right? So we throttle you if you go over what you provisioned.
Right.
And you can simulate it while testing your app, mm-hmm. the production environment. Or you can disable it if you just want to go nuts on it. Other useful thing here is the Open Data Explorer, right? But we'll, and if we launch it, we greet you with a quick start. Right.
Ah. I'm seeing myself doing Document DB on an airplane now.
Awesome. Yes, and
this
it's
is good.
And we get you started with simple apps, right? Mm-hmm. We support .NET SDK, Java, Node.js, Python, and recently we released a new SDK for .NET Core. Hmm. So now you can build ASP.NET apps that run on Linux and talk to Document DB or on your Mac. Would be really nice to get them later on.
And it's great for mobile apps as well. Like
yes, absolutely. And you can build Xamarin apps with DocumentDB as well. I think Miguel is starting to get fond of it.
Yeah, he's very excited about it.
Very nice. So that's what I'm going to do, right? So if I choose .NET Core, but if I open it in Visual Studio, I'll see the following sample project. I already have it open here.
This is the quick start you get automatically?
Automatically, right. As you open in Visual Studio. And again, you don't have to have any connection to do this to the internet.
Okay.
It's a standard ASP.NET Core app, right? Nothing except we added one repository class, DocumentDB repository, which encapsulates all the codes that you need. And DocumentDB offers you rich query capabilities, language integrated with link syntax. There are lots of interesting things about SDK is pretty advanced. And you get a lot of control.
I will say though, as someone who's used this, that it's very natural. It might sound scary to start with a new database, but the it feels like .NET. It's idiomatic. You know what I mean? If you use link, if you're used to list of things, moving things in and out of DocumentDB, it's really easy.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's let's start it. Of course, this is a hello world of the modern days to-do list, mm-hmm. as you would expect us.
Of course.
Once it starts,
although it's world scale. Elastic yes. scale to-do list, which you know, the whole world can keep their to-do list here.
Let's build a world scale to-do list.
All right.
Right? And we'll create, it looks like I have already one item. Let's create one more. Get bread. Get some description. We're creating an item, right? And I didn't have to specify any schema. It's a NoSQL database, right? I don't have to create a schema. I don't have to create indexes. I just keep adding items. So let's create one more item. Do this, we can go back to our page right here from the emulator.
Right.
Or launch it from our system tray icon, right? Open Data Explorer.
Right.
And click on this Explorer button. And here we give you a web-based Data Explorer where you can look at the data. Mm-hmm. What did you actually save in the emulator, right? And we're going to keep investing and expanding it. This is our first coming out version. Mm-hmm. But if you click on we created to-do list database and an items collection as part of this .NET Core sample. And all the data DocumentDB stores in collections. That's really where the meat is. And as we clicked on the collection, you see we have three documents here, right? This is the one that we just created, get bread, get more. And okay, nothing, there are a few system properties, but nothing surprising. look at that. I also have users in this collection.
Where did that come from?
I pre-created it early, but what I want to highlight is that you can store any types of documents in the same collection.
Oh, in the same collection. You're all in the same collection.
All in the same collection, different schemas. Mm-hmm. It could be nested, it could be large, could be small, could be key value pairs, could be really complex JSON document. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. All goes to the same collection. There is no schema to worry about. There are no indexes to worry about because we index by default everything at a very low overhead. Mm-hmm. So now we have an app and it's working. Let's go to the cloud and take a look at a few updates we've made to Azure Portal. As you move from the emulator to the cloud, you can get a lot more from DocumentDB.
Right.
Let's go. In the cloud, we added, this is our Azure Portal with one of the DocumentDB accounts opened.
And I apologize, but I want to say that DocumentDB consistently amongst all the Azure services has had the coolest quick starts. This has been historically, I don't know why. Obviously, you care about the quick starts because getting started with this, and then before this, Azure Mobile Services had the nicest quick starts. So it's kind of this competition, but this is such a nice way to get started. I wish that more Azure services would do that.
And I think we're going to get more and more, especially for something like database services.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get started without help.
Right, it is.
Sometimes, right? And even regardless how easy you make SDK to work. So it's a... You can choose any of the platforms here, same experience as locally. Mm-hmm. Few nice things we added. One, we moved all the collection experience up, right? So you don't have to click too much. There is no infinite horizontal scrolling anymore, right? You just, everything at your fingertips. So for example, you can scale one of your collections. And for those of you who are not familiar with DocumentDB, the only thing you need to, when you provision DocumentDB, you need to tell us what throughput you want. Mm-hmm. And we'll guarantee that throughput. You express it in request units. Request unit encapsulates everything we need to process a request. Mm-hmm. One request unit is sufficient to process 1K read of 1K document. One read of 1K document per second. Mm-hmm. So here I have 250,000 request units. That's
a lot of power.
A lot of power, right? Yeah. And we're banging this database with this collection with a lot of power. But the other thing we added is metrics pane. This is another thing that I'm hoping I can get all services in Azure to do, is your entry to the monitoring is a very simple, natural to your service, all charts in one place.
Exactly. Because to be really frank, there's always that concern that it's going to cost you lots of money. And there's always the question of how do I tell how I'm getting the most for my money?
Exactly.
I want to make sure that my request units are well used. You know, and I don't want to just pick big numbers and then go to sleep and then wake up broke.
Yep, absolutely, yep. And you can see a few good things. So we are really hitting this database pretty hard, this collection pretty hard with thousands of requests per second.
Oh, wow.
And at the same time, we sustain the latency we provide you is consistently below 10 milliseconds, right? Mm-hmm. And write latency, we promise under 15 milliseconds. With this collection, we're going a little bit over promise, but not by much, right?
And certainly not the average.
Exactly. So at P99, we give you these low latencies, no matter how much throughput or how much data you store in our collection. Mm-hmm. Finally, we keep investing in the turnkey geo-distribution experience around DocumentDB. This is really the sweet value of DocumentDB is this large collection, I can go with one click of a button, I can replicate across the world. It already lives in three regions. I can seamlessly replicate across. I think we're at 23 now or something like that. I don't even remember how many. So that your data lives where your users are. It's available with the same latency no matter where in the world your users are. It also helps you with high availability. You can, for those of you that haven't used DocumentDB, DocumentDB provides global distribution with DocumentDB, allows you to configure failover policies programmatically or manually, and allow you to failover your collection to any of the regions or within region. So that you're always available.
If I made a game and I was an indie developer and I start out in West US and my game becomes super popular and then suddenly I'm huge in India and I start putting multiple document DBs in India, is it the client SDK that knows to go to India or what is the magic that knows where my users are and goes where the data is?
So we have the homing API and client SDK When it establishes a connection to DocumentDB, it talks to the homing, to essentially a discovery service, telling, okay, where should I write and where is the nearest read location? It has a preference, but if there is no region that matches its preference, it'll go to the nearest one available. So you can programmatically, in the case of where your users are suddenly flocking to India and you have a lot more, and you want your write region, for example, to be there,
right,
as opposed to in the United States, you have a ability to do programmatic failover. So you can failover your write region to India. If you want to be able to write from multiple places, you can partition your users. One of the pattern we use is you can partition your users across multiple DocumentDB accounts with write region in every continent, in every region that you need.
Nice.
So that you can offer the same latency on reads and writes no matter where your users are.
Yeah. See, this is what I like about this. I can start small, I can try it out, and if I become popular, if I become famous, I can spread this worldwide with minimal effort.
And now you can start without even signing up for Azure.
Yeah, just download
paying zero.
Do
just
it
download
locally, on an airplane. See?
Yep.
On the flight back, I'm going to try this out.
Awesome. And you have an app that we really want to migrate, right?
We do.
And so we'll talk about it in the next video. But yes, so here you go. Azure DocumentDB offers you schemaless. Thank you.
Is that going to go away? There you go.
Oh, yeah. Offers you ability to store data without worrying about schema, without worrying about indexes. Offers you friendly APIs, whether it's familiar SQL syntax or MongoDB API, which we'll talk in another video. Guaranteed low latency, limitless scale. It doesn't matter how much data you store. We guarantee that throughput and that latency. And you can do this across the world. No matter where your users are, you can bring the data to them using our turnkey geo-replication. Now, with local emulator and .NET Core SDK, backed up, as always, by 4.9 SLAs. So try it out today. Give it a try. You don't have to have even an internet connection now to give it a try. And follow us on Twitter. Ask us a question on Stack Overflow. We're always here for you.
Fantastic. I love this. This is great stuff. We're learning all about Azure DocumentDB, the new local emulator, and other updates here on Azure Friday.